Hello and welcome. If you're naming a new dog or sitting on a shortlist that makes you smile, this episode is for you. Naming a dog feels personal, but it's surprisingly public. You'll say that name at the vet, the park, the groomer, on sidewalks, and all over social media. Your dog's name becomes part of your public voice. Today, I'll help you choose something playful, respectful, and built to last. Why the stakes are higher than they seem? We live in a diverse, multilingual world with a very online pet community. Annual lists spike with TV, games, and movies. And shelters will tell you, joke or mean names are often the first to be changed after adoption. More than a third of owners say their pet's name reflects their own identity. Your dog's name isn't just about them. It's how people see you. A great name does three things. It feels good to say out loud. It supports training. And it ages well in public. If you wouldn't say it comfortably to a new neighbor, a child's teacher, or your vet on speakerphone, keep looking. When owners feel embarrassed by a name, they use it less, which erodes recall and emergency response. And remember, meanings shift. Pop culture turns fast. Politics, faster. Dogs can live 10 to 15 years. Your name needs more staying power than a meme. Let's walk through common pitfalls, then a practical test to pressure check your favorites. First, sacred and religious terms. Names tied to deities, prophets, sacred texts, or ceremonial roles, across any faith, can feel dismissive on a pet. Even cheeky honorifics like rabbi, guru, imam, or saint can land poorly. If a name needs a long explanation or a defense, it's probably not right. Second, indigenous people's names, ethnic group names, and culturally specific titles. Using the names of living communities, tribes, or roles like chiefs and elders can be reductive or appropriative. Appreciation is different from borrowing. If you're drawn to a language or tradition, learn the meaning, get the pronunciation, and ask whether it's yours to use. When in doubt, choose descriptive, neutral words. Third, words with slur histories or stereotypes. Some terms are reclaimed within communities. That reclamation isn't transferable to pet names by outsiders. Avoid language tied to derogatory tropes about race, religion, nationality, gender, or sexual orientation. 5 minutes of research can save years of awkwardness. Fourth, names linked to tragedy, disease, or disasters. Dark humor to you can be trauma to someone else. You'll be shouting this in public. Skip names that reopen wounds. Fifth, polarizing political figures or movements. These age quickly and turn your dog into an argument. If a name ties you to a hot-button issue, it follows you everywhere. Sixth, stereotyping and caricature. Names that reduce cultures to cliches or that lean into breed stereotypes shape how others treat your dog and you. Pick names that highlight your pup's personality without painting them into a box. Seventh, overly sexualized or explicit names. You'll say it in front of kids and at the vet. If a room would go quiet, it's not the one. Eighth, alcohol and drug names. Beyond the vibe, some daycares, therapy programs, and housing communities flag these. If you hope to do therapy work, visit schools, or travel often, pick something more neutral. Ninth, language borrowing without understanding. If you love a word from another language, confirm the meaning, context, and pronunciation, and make sure it isn't sacred or restricted. Now, trend chasing. Pop culture names can be fun, but they're risky. Memes age in months. A breakout character can feel timeless today and cringy by next season. If you love a franchise, look for deeper cuts or names that stand on their own. Be aware of popularity. Top 10 names are cute until your trainer calls Luna and five dogs spin around. Unique doesn't have to be weird, just distinctive in your neighborhood. Joke names are another trap. They're hilarious until you're shouting them during an emergency or explaining them to a child. Future you will thank you for something you can say calmly and clearly when it matters. Phonetics matter. Avoid names that sound like cues. Bo and no. Ray and stay. Kit and come. Sid and sit. Kneel and heel. Shay and stay. Two syllables with crisp consonants are easy for dogs to hear and for you to project. If you love one syllable, make sure it doesn't rhyme with your cues or with names in your household. All right, you've got a short list. Here's a quick framework to test each name. 1. The shout test. Step outside and call the name 3 times at normal volume, then louder. Does it feel natural? Would you yell it across a busy park? 2. The speakerphone test. Hi, I'm calling about my dog. If you hesitate, cringe, or have to spell it every time, that's a clue. 3. The classroom test. Imagine a trainer calling it in a room full of strangers. Still brown? Still comfortable? 4. The command collision check. Compare the name to sit, stay, down, come, no, heel, drop, out, off, leave it, and your recall word. If it's close, skip it or adjust cues. 5. The search test. Google the name with meaning, check news results, and peek at slang sites. If borrowing from another language, confirm with a native speaker and learn the pronunciation. 6. The longevity test. Picture saying it to a bouncy puppy, a moody teenager, and a dignified senior. Picture it on vet records, microchips, and travel documents. 7. The nickname test. Most names get shortened. Do you like the nicknames it naturally creates? Dogs respond well to bright vowels and sing-song endings. 8. The uniqueness check. Ask your daycare or trainer for the most common names they hear. Aim for something distinct in your area. 9. The respect check. If you're drawing from a culture, place, or tradition, ask, do I understand it? Can I pronounce it? Is it mine to use? If you want inspiration that's both meaningful and safe, nature, weather, and geography that aren't sacred, river, dune, soul, Kumo. If you're connected to the language and can say it confidently, music, astronomy, and botany, Orion, Lyra, juniper, clover, timeless and vivid. Your own family history, an ancestor's nickname, a hometown, a favorite author or scientist who isn't tied to controversy. A few quick do's and don'ts. Do pick something you'll happily say 50 times a day in public. Do run the shout test and command collision check. Do search for unintended meanings. Don't borrow sacred terms or culturally specific titles. Don't lean on stereotypes, tragedies, or explicit jokes. Don't chase memes that won't age with your dog. And if you realize after a week that the name isn't working, it's okay to change it early. Dogs adapt quickly when the new name equals treats, praise, and consistency. Say the new name, mark with a cheerful yes, reward, repeat. Retire the old one after a few days. At the end of the day, this is about respect for your dog, your community, and yourself. The best names feel good in your mouth, sound clear to your dog, and hold up in every room you'll walk into together. They don't need a disclaimer. They don't put other people on edge. They just work. So take your time. Test it out. Ask a friend to call it across the yard. Picture it on a name tag, on a vet chart, and whisper it at midnight when your pup curls at your feet. If it still feels right in all those moments, you found a name with staying power. Thanks for listening, and give your dog a scratch behind the ears from me.